From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. Welcome to another hour of the best in jazz from the past and present. We'll open the hour with a track from 1957 as we turn to the Red Garland Trio. Pianist Red Garland at the time was still very much a part of the Miles Davis Quintet, but he was also releasing albums as a leader in a piano bass drums trio format, with fellow Miles Davis bandmate Paul Chambers on bass and drummer Art Taylor. This is a track from the album Groovy. It's What Can I Say, Dear? Thank you.
Thank you.
From 1997, a trio fronted by guitarist Joshua Breakstone, with Dennis Irwin on bass and Mickey Roker on drums. From Joshua's tribute album to Thelonious Monk, the album Let's Call This Monk, on which he explores a lot of obscure compositions from the iconic pianist, we heard Monk's Dream. Before that, going back to January of 1949 for the Metronome All-Stars. From 1939 through 1956, with a few breaks in the mid-40s and mid-50s, Metronome magazine issued special 78 RPM records every year, featuring a collection of jazz musicians as suggested by their reader polls. In 1949, they released a 78 containing two tracks, Overtime and Victory Bell. We heard Overtime. And the Metronome All-Stars of 1949 were Dizzy Gillespie, Miles Davis, and Fats Navarro, trumpet, Charlie Parker, alto sax, Charlie Ventura, tenor sax, Ernie Caceres, baritone sax, Billy Bauer, guitar, Lenny Tristano, piano, Pete Rugolo and Buddy DeFranco, clarinets, Eddie Safransky, bass, and Shelly Mann on drums. That track taken from A brief overview of Dizzy Gillespie's output for the RCA Bluebird label, the album Bebop Professor. It's also been issued on more extensive Gillespie RCA compilations over the years. And we began the set with the Red Garland Trio from 1957, What Can I Say, Dear, from the album Groovy. We'll begin this set with another track from 1957, and we just listened to a piece featuring Buddy DeFranco on clarinet as part of the Metronome All-Stars. Here's Buddy leading his own band from 1957, from the album Holy Cats, the complete plays Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw sessions, on which Buddy, who was by that time an iconic clarinetist in his own right, interpreted music from the two musicians who definitely set the standard for the clarinet in jazz, Benny Goodman and Artie Shaw. This track was recorded in L.A. on October 29, 1957, with Victor Feldman on vibes, Georgie Auld tenor sax, Don Fegerquist trumpet, Carl Perkins piano, Barney Kessel guitar, Leroy Vinegar bass, and Stan Levy drums. It's the title track, Holy Cats. Thank you.
to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. What spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please.
That's a piece from the Antonio Carlos Jobim songbook, as played by guitarist Joe DiOrio, from a solo guitar tribute album, To Jobim with Love, on which Joe performs 16 of the iconic Brazilian composer's most memorable pieces, as well as an original piece, the title track, To Jobim with Love. We heard Children's Games. Before that, vocalist Diane Davidson. Diane's singing style is influenced by everything from opera to show tunes to R&B, and of course, jazz. We listened to a track from her 2015 self-released album, the album All of Me, on which she's backed by the members of Dixie Company Poland. We heard Fly Me to the Moon. And we began the set with Buddy DeFranco on clarinet. From 1957, the album Holy Cats, we heard the title track, a Benny Goodman composition. You are listening to The Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. And if you're looking for the playlist or streaming audio for this episode, it's program number 1533. We're here with the final set of music for this hour, and we'll begin with a sextet co-led by drummer Elvin Jones and bassist Jimmy Garrison. Along with McCoy Tyner on piano, the three of them were, of course, very active in John Coltrane's band at the time of this release, 1963. And they're joined by three reed players, Sonny Simmons on English horn and alto sax, Charles Davis on baritone sax, and Prince Lasha on clarinet and flute. The album Illumination. This is the opening track, Nuttin' Out Jones.
Thank you.
wrapping up each set of the program this time with some jazz guitar. That last piece recorded on February 16, 1937 in New York City. The duo, Carl Kress and Dick McDonough, Chicken a la Swing, from the compilation Pioneers of Jazz Guitar, 1927 to 1939. Before that, the Lynn Ariel Trio, Lynn Ariel Piano, Jay Anderson Bass, Steve Davis Drums. Sessions also recorded in New York in 2002 at Steve Davis Studio. The album Arise, we heard their take of the Guess Who classic, American Woman. And we began the set with the Elvin Jones Jimmy Garrison Sextet. Sessions recorded in New Jersey at Rudy Van Gelder's studio in Englewood Cliffs in 1963. The album Illumination, we heard Nuttin' Out Jones. That does it for this hour of the program. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you for your company. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.